Turn me to 2 Chronicles chapter 25. I'm going to pull this coat off because I'm getting warm. I hope I don't offend you. But anyhow, 2 Chronicles chapter 25. I'm preaching this morning. I've only preached here once, so I don't think I preached this message. I usually write down where I preach, what I preach. I preached it a year ago on 1/29/23. Man, I almost got it, didn't I? One day off. But I keep up with everything that I preach. I put it in files. And every preacher's different. Amen? We're not all alike. I listen to Brother Curtis Gibson, and he likes to alliterate. And I don't know if you know what that's talking about, but he was an alliteration preacher, and he's a good friend of mine. Amen? We talk every once in a while. And he wanted me and Brother John to come up, but we just couldn't get together on that. He was going to let us spend the night and go deer hunting and all that good stuff. But every preacher's different. Don't expect every preacher to be the same. Amen? God makes us different. You know why he does that? I figured some of that out. I don't know all. But I have figured some out. I can reach a crowd that Brother John could never touch. Brother John can reach a crowd that I can never touch. Amen. That's the way it is. Brother Curtis Gibson could reach a crowd that neither one of us could touch. So, you know what I'm saying? We're all different. And so this morning, I want to preach a message on God is able. Amen. God is able. Now, I have found the last year and a half, it seems like I've gone through one valley to another. Can't find that mountaintop. But I'm much better now because of the grace of God. Amen? You know what? If God don't answer your prayer, He's still able to take care of you. Amen? He's still able to keep you going. And if we really believe this morning that God is able, it would help our prayer life. Amen? Now I'm going to read some scripture this morning on some things that God is able to do. Amen. And do you know I believe it? I believe in my heart that God's able to do. I believe in my heart that God's able to do anything but fail. And whatever He decides to do is right. It don't matter whether we agree with it or not. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Whatever God does is right. Amen? I'm telling you this morning, God may not do it the way you want Him to. He may go a different direction than you're asking Him to. But you just let God be the boss. And you'll never regret it. We don't have all the answers. Brother Curtis, I don't have all the answers. I don't. People ask me, why this, why that? I don't have all the answers. But I know what the Bible says. Amen? And I believe that every answer to every problem we have is in this book. Amen? Now, we might have to dig for it for a while. We may have to keep... I'm still confused about some things today. Amen? I mean, I've been praying for something, and it seemed like there was no hope. Seemed like it was all over with, and I accepted that. I said, God, if it's your will, then let it be done. Amen? Then I get word that God can confuse you. Because he don't have to let you know what he's doing. Don't forget that. God let me go through some things so I can help you when you go through some things. And you go through some things so you might can help me when I go through some things. Amen. That's what the church is for. Is to try to be a blessing to each other. I've had people sit in this church, and I love every one of you, but I've had people sitting in this church this morning that back in July, August, September, I would have never made it had they not encouraged me some. Came by, drank some coffee. Just be there and pray. It don't take much. Little as much when God is in it. Amen. Amen. And so I thank God. God touched some hearts when I broke my ankle. He touched some hearts to help me, getting back and forth to the doctor and things like that. But let me tell you something. I didn't see how I was going to make it. God is able. Amen? Amen. I wish we would believe that this morning. But I want to look at several verses of Scripture talking about how God's able. 2 Chronicles 25, verse 7. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel. And that was God's chosen people. Israel would get right with God and then they'd backslide. They'd get right with God and then they'd backslide. Kind of sounds like us, don't it? We'll get right with God and then we'll get cold. And then we start doubting. And then the next thing you know, somebody preaches something, a song, something comes up, and we're back right with God. But whenever we're not right with God, God is not with us. And if we're doing something against His Word, He don't make no exceptions to the rule, Brother Donnie. Amen? God wasn't with Israel, but there was a man of God. And the Bible said, for God hath the power. I want to look at this. For the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou will go, do it. Be strong for the battle. Hey, we're on a battlefield. Amen. I'll amen this and preach it too. It just takes longer. Amen. But what I'm trying to tell you, we're on a battlefield, folks. I got up this morning. Me and Brother Curtis was talking how the devil likes to get in our head. If he can ever get you to missing church, he got you. Amen? Now you don't know how bad you need the house of God and how bad you need the preaching of the Word of God till you go back home and there's old Satan waiting on you. I've had him bother me while I was in church. That's my fault. I should have stayed focused. But I'm telling you this morning, he told the man of God, he said, you go, be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God hath power to help and to cast down. We need to remember that. God has the power to help, or he has the power to just say, I don't want nothing to do with it. I want God's help. You know what? I sat on that front row praying after Sunday school, just praying to myself, God, I need your help. I can't do this. I don't want to do it if you're not in it, Lord. If God's not in it, I don't want to be a part of it. But Lord, I can't. But in spite of me, preach through me. Amen? Amen? And the Bible said this. He said in verse 9, and Amasa, said to the man of God, "But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel?" And the man of God answered, "The Lord is able to give thee much more than this." You say, "I gave up some things for God." Hey, God's able to give that something to you back worth a whole lot more than that. Amen? Just let God have His way. Why? Because He's able to give us much more than what we give up for Him. Amen? He said, "The Lord is able to give thee much more than this." So we see here that God is able to give to us, but only when we walk in His statutes. Amen? When we get out of this book and start doing it the way we think it ought to be done, we're headed for trouble. Amen? We done got on the wrong road. We better make a U-turn and get back to this book. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, the Lord is able. He's able. Right now, I'm praying, "Rain, rain, go away, come back some other day." I need to work. And when you work in dirt work, you can't work when it's raining. Amen. And usually 2 or 3 days after it rains, we can't work. We got more work in Biloxi and Ocean Springs, but the rain. So you pray with me. The Lord work something out. Amen. I mean, I got 2 days this week. But you know what? The Lord's able to still take care of me. I got food to eat. I got some red beans that's soaking in water right now. Brother Donnie, don't forget that tomorrow. I'm fixing to put some connector sausage in it. I'm going to make some cornbread. Amen. Now I'm over here eating chili, so it will definitely be tomorrow, brother. Because I love homemade chili. And I like it with cornbread. I wish I'd known that I'd made a pan. You got some? Hallelujah. Amen. Cornbread and chili.
Denise made.
Yeah, amen. So anyhow, God's able to give. Not only is God able to give, but if you'll turn with me to the book of Daniel. Daniel. The book of Daniel chapter 3. And we read starting in 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so," now I want you to look at these next words, "our God," now do we serve the same God? Are you serving the same God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serving? We're supposed to be. He hasn't changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever. I've had people tell me miracles are a thing of the past. Well, I'm sorry. God has worked some miracles for me.
Amen.
Amen. He's a miracle working God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
I still believe God can heal. I do not believe in divine healers. But I believe in the divine healer. I think He's still able. I've seen Him do it. I know He is. More times than one. But I'm telling you today, I'm trying to keep from getting excited and running, but I'm afraid I'll fall with stiff as I am. That's a joke, okay? But the thing about it is, folks, I have had 5 heart attacks, 6 bypass surgery, defibrillator and pacemaker, and this last year I developed AFib. If my mama was here, she'd go out the back door when I get excited. What a way to go! Amen? But you're talking about a miracle a year and a half ago in August. I was pastoring a church, and the doctors told him, said he ain't going to make it. I couldn't even get my next breath. I'm telling you today, I made it. And God's got a reason. And I believe tonight, today, that I'm standing here because I did believe that God is able. Amen. You better believe that He is, because you're going to come up against some things. And you better believe that God's able to get you through it. Amen. And so, he said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Our God. Amen. He's able to give. He's able to deliver. What are you in? What kind of fire are you in today? Now listen, if you're a child of God and you're serving God, and I believe this with all my heart, you either just come out of a storm, or you're headed into a storm, or you're in the middle of a storm. Because that's how God gets things out of our life. He don't get nothing out of our life when we're on the mountaintop and everything's going our way. What he does, he works on us and chisels on us whenever we're going through the fire. Amen. And sometimes you may not even know it. But he's working on you about something. I'm telling you, folks, God's able. He said, our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. They didn't say, might. They didn't even stop with, he's able. They said, he will. Amen. I wish we'd believe God like that. I wish I would believe God that much. Now, I ain't been through no literal fiery furnace, but I've been through the fire. Amen. And it seems like since I've been saved, the devil comes at me with one thing or another. And since I've been preaching the gospel, the devil's tried to get me to stop. And I've listened to him sometimes. But my God is able. He's able to deliver me out of the hands of Satan. Amen. So, he said, but if not, now here he goes. What if he don't? But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. What if God don't deliver you? What if God don't answer your prayer? What if God don't answer my prayer? What if? Are you still going to serve him? Are you still going to come to the house of God? Are you still going to sing the praises? I get up every morning when I turn my coffee pot on. And I kneel there at the coffee pot. And I say, Lord, thank you that you woke me up this morning. Thank you that I'm still breathing. Thank you I was able to get up and walk to the coffee pot. Thank you, Lord, for this day. And I start praying a few little prayers for some people that God's will be done. I used to didn't say that. When I first went into the storm, I said, God, I need you to do this. But you know what? After a few months being in that fiery furnace, I said, Lord, it don't matter to me whether you do or don't. Your will be done. Amen. God gets us to that point. And until we surrender to the Lord, your will be done, we'll never see God do anything. I'm going to serve Him, Brother Donnie, whether He answers my prayers or not. Amen. How about you? Are you going to quit in the middle of the storm? Brother, you've been going through a storm. Amen. I guarantee the devil tempted you to quit.
More than once.
More than once, brother. And anybody else that's going through the storm. We got to have a made up mind. Lord, I'm going to serve you no matter what you do. That pleases God. I said God's able. God's able to give. God's able to deliver. And then in the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 21, God's able to keep His promises. Amen.
Amen.
I got to hurry here. Or that chili will burn up over there. God's able to keep His promises. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Let's take a look at that. The Bible talking about Abraham here in verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Boy, that is one of the worst sins we can ever commit is unbelief. Did you know unbelief keeps us from getting a lot from God? Moses staggered not in unbelief. And the Bible said this, but was strong in the faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. I said God's able to give. God's able to perform. God's able to deliver. And not only that, God's able to make all grace abound toward us. That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. While we're going over there. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm just going to read the scripture and then we're going to move on to the next point. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And verse number 8. Look at it. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. I've experienced that in the last year. I know He's able. Sometimes it's hard to get up by yourself, get dressed, go to the house of God and sit by yourself when you're not used to that. But you know what? I found God's able to give me grace. Amen. And Brother Donnie, I know you're going through some trials with Sister Jeanette, but God, and I know you feel like I do sometimes. But God's able to perform. He's able to give us grace to go through it. Amen. Now, is God a liar? God cannot lie. The Bible says He's able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God's able. God's able to give it. God's able to deliver us. God's able to perform what promises He said He'd do. He's able to make all grace abound. But I want you to look at Ephesians 3:20. Most of you know this verse of Scripture. Ephesians 3:20. I got it circled. I've got it on my wall. I've got it everywhere I look. Amen. Can God? God can. Don't ask God if He can. Because the Bible said nothing is impossible with God. Amen. But he said here in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that, that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. God's able to do a whole lot more than what we ask him for. Do we believe it? Do we believe that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? Might not be the way we want him to do it, but he's able to do something. Amen? And he's able to answer your prayer and my prayer if he see fit. You know, I got a thing in my bedroom said this, God can make it happen just like that. And I believe that. If I didn't believe it, I would have told the preacher, you need to get somebody that believes God. Amen. I believe God can do anything just like that. But he's got a will and a plan. And we need to just trust him. Listen. He's able to do far more than we can ever imagine. He's able to make all grace abound. He's able to perform what he promises. He's able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. He's able to give. Not only that, God is able to keep that, what we have committed unto him against that day. I feel sorry for these people who believe they can lose their salvation. I wouldn't be able to go to sleep at night. I'd be afraid I'd have a bad dream. And I'd lose my salvation during the nighttime. My friend, when God saved me, he saved me eternally. Amen. He didn't save me on my good works because I didn't have any. Amen. That old preacher said, just come as you are. Now, I hate to say this, but I'd been drinking that morning when that preacher come sit on my doorstep. And he'd been praying for me for 6 months. And I hide from him. We had a jitney jungle in Ocean Springs. And I'd hide from him. If I seen him in one aisle, I'd go the next. And I'd be just a fussing. I wish that preacher would get out of here. But he never gave up. Talked to him yesterday. He said, if I live to be March, I'll be 86 years old. He preached at the nursing home yesterday. He can get out and run a weed eater all day, Brother Donnie. He's a good man. I can't do that. A weed eater tears my back up. But what I'm saying, God's able to keep that which I have committed unto him. And that's found in 2 Timothy 1:12. Not only that, but God is able to support us when we are tempted. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 2. The Bible said, verse 18, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. You see that? I don't think there's a person. I remember one time when I was at Tabernacle Baptist Church in Goshen. I remember one time we had an old lady in the church. She was 88 years old. Her name was Miss Kaufman. And I didn't mean to say that word disrespectfully because I highly respected Miss Kaufman. And she was just a loving person. One Wednesday night seemed like the devil had beat my brains out that day. There was guts and gallbladders all over the floor. You ever have battles with him like that? I have. I've had some terrible battles. I didn't win, Jesus did. Amen. But I said, Miss Kaufman, I got to ask you a question. I said, at what age does the devil quit bothering you? She looked at me and just bursted out laughing. She said, I had to fight the devil just to come to church tonight. She said, there is no age that the devil leaves you alone. Now, I'm 66 years old, so I know for sure 66 years, he. Amen? Brother Donnie, you just turned what?
73.
I don't ask ladies their age. I learned don't do that. Don't ask them about their weight and don't ask them about their age. But anyhow, Brother Barlow, how old are you?
75.
Does the devil still bother you?
Every day.
Every single day. Sister Pat, does the devil still bother you?
And I'm 78.
78. How old are you, Brother Larry?
72.
Anybody older than 78? Do what, sister?
Bothers you every day.
Every day. If you're serving God, the devil's not patting you on the back, honey. He's not reaching back there and giving you I'm so glad that you're witnessing for Jesus. I'm so glad that you're doing this or doing that. Oh, no, he's mad. I witnessed to a man, he told me he'd be here this morning. I was at the gas station, I felt led of the Lord. He was at the pump next to me. He went in and got him a six pack. I said, sir, can I leave something with you? I gave him a gospel tract, church gospel tract. But I've learned it don't matter what church is on it, that ain't what saves them. What saves them is what's on the inside of that gospel tract. Amen? Now, I think we ought to want people to come to church here, but we ought to want people to be saved than coming to church here. Amen. That's my motto. Get them saved. Get them born again. But I'm telling you this morning, I witnessed to that man and my heart was so broke. He got through pumping his gas. He walked back over there and he had that tract in his hand. He said, I'm not going to make it sound good. He said, I'm a drunk. He said, I gave up everything. I gave up drugs. I gave up this. I gave up that. He said, but I can't turn the beer can loose. I said, you ain't going to be able to. But I know a man that can. He said, you think so? I said, no, I know so. I said, you looking at one. Amen? And I've seen God in the last church that I was in save a drunk that came staggering in. And I finally went to his house and led him to the Lord. He told me the other day, he said, it's been 19 months since I had a drink. Did I do that? No. But I know the man who can.
Amen.
I know the man who's able. So don't you get out there thinking, well, I don't think that old guy's going to ever get saved. I'm not going to witness to him. That might be the very guy you need to be witnessing to. Hey, I'd rather leave a tract and talk to them about their soul than to sit there like a knot on a log and not say nothing. And they die and go to hell. You know what the church is? You're going to say, Brother Johnny, I hope you don't preach no more. But I'm going to tell you something about our churches. Churches. We've lost our vision of hell. Oh yeah. You say, I believe there's a hell. Well, who's going to hell? Every car you face when you go out that door. Everybody you pass on the road is going to spend eternity somewhere. Where do I start? Just pick a place and go. Pick a person and go. Because that neighbor of ours, they're going somewhere. Amen? I'm telling you today, it don't matter where we go. Somebody's going to hell. Me and Brother Donnie met and had a cup of coffee and we left a gospel tract. And she got it. I said, now are you going to read it? Didn't I, Brother Donnie? Are you going to read it? Oh yeah, I'll read it. I said, okay. You read that tract. Listen, folks. We've lost our vision. And the Bible says, where there's no vision, the people perish. We need a vision of a literal. You know what? If God were to let us just take this floor and just pull it back and look off into hell 5 seconds, we'd never be the same person again. If that didn't put you on fire, nothing will. Well, I still believe it. Amen. I have to look down there. I don't want to look down there. But I don't want nobody else to go down there. There's no such thing as a hopeless case. You know where you found Jesus most of the time? With sinners. Eating with sinners. That's where you found him most of the time. And they called him a glutton. And they called him a wine bibber. Because he eat with sinners. He wasn't condoning what they were doing. He was sitting there so he could help them. Now, I've never got this strong. I'm almost through. But I've never gotten this strong where I felt like I could go in a beer joint and preach. Now I know some preachers that do that. They'll go right in there and they'll pass out tracts, invite people to church. But when I come out, by my luck, Brother Donnie had passed by. I seen Brother Johnny come out of that beer joint. Amen. I don't go to casinos. I don't deal with that lifestyle. But I tell you one thing, I don't want to get caught coming out one. And they tell me that one of them casino boom town, they say that they got the best seafood you could ever eat. Now what if you see me coming out of there? It don't matter if I went in to eat. What if you see me coming out the door and I'm trying to explain myself? Amen? But now Jesus, he sat with gluttons, he sat with, and that's why I'm trying to lose weight. I don't want to be a glutton no more. I might glutton one time on Sundays. Last week when that potato soup was cooked, whoo, 2.5 bowls. And I love potato soup. But the rest of the week I had to starve to death because I ate so much potato soup. And I'll probably eat a lot of chili today and cornbread And then I'll have to start with this the rest of the week. But what I'm saying, folks, God's able. You say, what about that drunk brother? Well, why don't you just take a look in Hebrews chapter number 7. Let's go there. You say, there's no hope for them. Well, let's look in 24 and 25. But this man, because he continueth forever, ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he liveth and abideth and maketh intercession for us. From the guttermost to the uttermost. Don't look at nobody as they're hopeless. There is no such a thing. God's able to save them to the uttermost. You believe that? I see people, there's a guy that, I'm not going to call his name, but Brother Donnie knows him. He works with me. He's got a son that he brings to work with him. Drugs. Mom and daddy were hooked on drugs. Bad. She got pregnant. She had that boy. Brother Keith, he adopted him. And the doctors told him, said, he's going to be addicted the rest of his life because of what mom and daddy did. But he's doing good, but you'd have to meet this boy. He's all crippled up. His mind's not right. He don't even know how to hold a conversation with you. He's in his 20s. He's all messed up from drugs. You know what I told him one morning? He was helping me grease my bucket on my track hole. I said, Sam, Jesus loves you. He said, yes, sir. I said, don't you ever forget that. Jesus loves you, Sam. Amen. I have a heart for people like that. By the grace of God, that would be me this morning. And only by the grace of God. Amen. Only by the grace of God, it could have been you. Don't look down your nose at stuff like that. That would break your heart. It will make you pray. Amen? I'm telling you this morning, God's able to save them to the uttermost. Last of all, God is able to keep us from falling. And that is found in the book of Jude chapter 25. There is no such thing, y'all. Chapter 1. I told them one night in my last church, I said, y'all turn to the book of Hezekiah. Man, they were all looking. Where is Hezekiah? After I had me a little fun for a few minutes and everybody scratching their head trying to find Hezekiah looking in front of the Bible. I said, y'all need to read your Bible a little more because there is no such thing as a book of Hezekiah. Amen? And there's no such thing as Jude chapter 25 either. There's only one chapter in the book of Jude. Let's look at verse 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. You know what? God's able to keep me from falling. But if I do fall, He said, a just man rises up seven times. God will pick you back up. If you belong to Him, you ain't going to lay there long. Because He's got a woodshed and there'll be a little bloodshed. I've been there. If you really saved, folks, in this same book of Hebrews, chapter 12, said that God chasteneth every son that belongs to Him. If you hadn't had no whippings, I'd check up. Because God does chastise His children. Amen. I can tell you a story, but I'm not. It probably wouldn't be a dry eye in this house if I told you what God had to whip me for one time. You don't get by. Be sure your sin will find you out. That's what the book of Numbers says. We can't sin and get by if we're saved. You say, but preacher, I'm saved by grace. That don't give you a license to go out here and sin. Somebody told a preacher one time, said, look, if I believe that eternal salvation like you do, he said, I'd just live any way I want to. That preacher said, no, you wouldn't either. It's a dangerous thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Amen. You say you're so negative this morning, preacher. Well, I read to you the Word of God. But there's some positive things too. God's able. If you didn't get anything out of this message but this, God is able. Amen. I believe that. But I also believe in letting Him do it His way. In His time. In His will. But He's able. If we'll just trust Him. Let's all stand. I'm letting you out a little earlier to eat than Brother John does, but that's what God laid on my heart. He laid on my heart that He's able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Amen. If we just remember that when we pray, there's nothing too hard for God. That's what the Bible says. Nothing too hard for God. There's no person too hard for God. Amen. Well, next time you see that drunk, you give him a gospel tract. You tell him about Jesus. Next time you see that dope head, you tell him that Jesus loves him. He died for him. He wants to be their Savior. Don't stir your nose up, so I don't fool with that mess. Well, I do. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your house this morning. Lord, you promised me that if I put your word out, it would not return void. You said if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And Lord, I try to lift you up, Jesus. I try to talk about what all you can do. And I know that you're able. And I know that there's nothing too hard for God. Lord, I ask you now, if you'd bless the food that we're fixing to partake of. I ask you, dear Lord, that you'd bless the hands that prepared it. And Lord, I pray that you help us. Today we're a needy people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.